USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, amid the coronavirus outbreak, the U.S. House is expected to vote on a relief bill before today is over. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, who told CNBC this morning the legislation is definitely coming.
I think we're very close to getting this done. This is a very important bill for small and medium-sized businesses, for people that are impacted by the coronavirus. I think we're like in the second inning of getting things done.
The bill as it stands now would include free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave for those who need it, and a boosted unemployment compensation. The president's demanding Congress approve a payroll tax cut as well. He says it would let taxpayers have the full money they've earned, but it would not help workers who are being laid off. And this is USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Election, trade war. What in the world is the world coming to, and how will it affect your retirement? Fisher Investments has helped thousands of investors navigate all kinds of news and market conditions. Is your portfolio prepared? If you have $500,000 or more, call for Fisher's insightful free guide, The Stock Market Outlook, and learn how the market might impact your retirement this year. Call 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
After initially saying the March Madness would happen without fans in the stands, the NCAA has now announced that the men's and women's basketball tournaments are canceled because of coronavirus. A lot of cancellations happening in pro sports, too.
Major League Baseball, the NHL, and the NBA have all suspended their operations because of the coronavirus epidemic sweeping across the United States. Owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, says now's not the time to be thinking about basketball.
This is people's lives at stake. This isn't about basketball. This is a pandemic, a global pandemic. This is something out of a movie.
NASCAR also says the race is on for this weekend in Atlanta, but no fans will be allowed to attend. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
House Democrats in the White House failing to reach agreement on an economic relief package to address the virus outbreak last night, but Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she expects they'll have a deal sometime today. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two major cruise lines are staying ashore as coronavirus spreads. Princess is stopping all cruises within the next 5 days, though it's continuing current itineraries until they're completed. This comes after two of its ships carried passengers who ended up testing positive for the virus, and one of those ships just docked this week in California. It took 3 days to disembark. And Viking Cruise is not immediately halting its ships, but says it will do so on May 1st. In the major leagues, baseball's Baltimore Orioles are updating the situation concerning their first baseman, Trey Mancini. They say he had a malignant tumor removed from his colon yesterday. It was discovered last week during a routine colonoscopy. The team says lab results and the timetable for Mancini's recovery will not be clear until sometime next week. The 27-year-old hit 35 home runs last season. And the Beastie Boys are back. Well, the trailer for a new documentary about them is out, and it teases the tale of three best friends who inspired the world, according to producers. The New York rappers hit it big in 1986 with their first album, Licensed to Ill, their story told by surviving members Mike Diamond and Adam Horovitz. The movie premieres on IMAX April 2nd and on Apple TV Plus on April 24th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.